This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A passenger train crashed head-on into a freight train at around 2:45 Sunday morning in Casey, South Carolina. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt says that the Amtrak train was on the wrong track because of a switch.
For whatever reason, that switch was, as they say in the railroad industry, lined and locked, which basically means it was aligned for the trains coming down this way to be diverted into the siding.
The conductor and the engineer on the Amtrak train died. 116 other people were taken to hospitals after the passenger train crashed head-on into the freight train around 2:45 this morning in Casey, South Carolina. Oklahoma considering chemical castration for sex offenders.
Republican State Representative Rick West is pushing to add Oklahoma to the list of states in which so-called chemical castration is an option for certain sex offenders, an option that's rarely used. West filed the bill at the request of a constituent and says he fully intends to push for its passage, though it's likely to face strong opposition, even in a conservative state with a tough-on-crime reputation. If approved, Oklahoma would join at least seven other states that have laws allowing courts to order chemical treatment that reduces male testosterone for certain sex offenders. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Janet Yellen says she was disappointed that President Trump didn't offer her a second term as Fed Reserve Chair, but she says she supports her successor at the central bank, Jerome Powell, calls him a very thoughtful policymaker. Yellen tells CBS's Sunday Morning that the stock market, despite the Dow's 665-point drop Friday, is high and that the financial system is in better shape to handle a sharp sell-off than it was during the 2008 financial crisis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you own an annuity, you could receive up to 33% more in guaranteed lifetime income. Annuities can be complicated and confusing, and you could be losing thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could change that now by calling J.D. Melbourne Financial, who's been featured on PBS, CNBC, and Yahoo News. Discover the optimal time to start taking income from your annuity, ways to possibly lower your taxes, fees, and expenses, and how their exclusive next-gen annuity strategies could increase your guaranteed lifetime income by as much as 33%. To schedule an appointment, call 800-842-1313. Did I mention 33% more and guaranteed lifetime income? Call 800-842-1313. That's 800-842-1313. Increased income is possible using mixed-gen annuity strategies suited to your financial goals and may require buying multiple annuities. Not available in all states. Results may vary and will be less if excess withdrawals are taken. Annuity guarantees rely on the claims buying ability of the insurer. Employees of J.D. Melbourne Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We all love a story where good stomps out evil, and that was the case back in August of 2015 on a train from Amsterdam to Paris. Chris Malagisi, the editor-in-chief for the Conservative Book Club, he tells the Salem Radio Network that 15 to 17 to Paris hits theaters soon, but the book is flying off store shelves.
After the State of the Union speech that we heard, great speech this week. President Trump talked about our veterans and the great sacrifices and great risk that they take on themselves. And the book that's new to the bestseller list this week is 1517 to Paris. Three American soldiers, they stopped a terrorist attack in France on a train a couple years ago.
The book currently number seven on the Conservative Book Club's bestseller list. The Indianapolis Colts say linebacker Edwin Jackson, one of two men killed when a suspected drunken driver struck them as they stood outside their car along a highway in Indianapolis. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wearing a powder blue logo of a map symbolizing peace between the Koreas, the most talked about team at this year's Olympics finally saw game action Sunday in a friendly that drew thousands of spectators. A country that never previously showed much passion for ice hockey. The North and South Korean women's hockey players, who only began practicing together about a week ago as a combined team, showed plenty of fight in their first competitive test, crashing the boards and throwing their bodies in to stop pucks and opponents, but never really threatened in a 3-1 loss to world number 5, Sweden. Korea's team head coach Sarah Ruth Murray says the team's gone on leaps and bounds since the summer.
I think tonight's game was a great effort from our team. We played Sweden in July of last summer. and it was a very one-sided game. They dominated us pretty well, but I felt like today was very back and forth, and our team has improved greatly since July.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, sometimes you got to take a pause. There's nothing wrong with that. Even in golf, it just seems like these are the things that I am witnessing these days and being inspired by, is that sometimes in our haste, we miss moments and opportunity and we become ineffective. And maybe we just need to slow down just a little bit. What do you think? 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to talk about Hallmark Channel's mega hit show, When Calls the Heart. For those of you that, like me, who become addicted to it, you're going to be really touched by this new book, When God Calls the Heart. It is a devotion from Hope Valley. Where else? Brian Bird and Michelle Cox have joined together to give us this devotional that is really special. And Brian Bird is with us right now on the phone. Brian, welcome to Bill Martinez. Always good to be talking to you. How are you?
You too, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor. Honor to be back with you. Always enjoy hanging out with you.
Yeah, I always enjoy this time. I mean, you and I could sit over a cup of coffee for a long time, but, you know, in our busy world, it's tough. So, hey, anytime I can get a couple of minutes with you on the radio, it's all good. Well, Brian is executive producer, co-creator of When Calls the Heart, and these God moments. Brian, I mean, when you are dealing with something, you know, such as magnificent as this series on the Hallmark Channel, it has to lead to all kinds of inspiration. So, in a sense, it's kind of a natural, although it's probably one of those things that may have cycled back from time to time and maybe you put it off. But I'm so glad you guys came together to do this. This is really special.
Well, thanks, Bill. You know what? It has been an amazing journey with When Calls the Heart. Just Christmas night, 5.7 million people watched the season five Christmas movie premiere for season five. And it just staggers me, staggers my mind that it has taken off. But I think the reason it's taken off is because people are starved for content that offers them hope. Mm-hmm. And hope from Hope Valley.
Yes.
You know, we just, people are hungry and, we like to think it's a really good show. We do our best, to make a great show. But the math is simple. If people are starved to death, out there in the culture because they're only getting zombies and dead bodies and crystal meth dealers all day long, 24/7, across the 1,000 channels, when somebody comes along and does something that is about hope and faith and love, you know what? There's a lot of people that are underserved.
Without a
and
doubt.
Are hungry. And so, the idea behind this book was cooked up by Michelle and me over pizza at a writer's conference that I was teaching at. And we had become friends, and I had done blog entries, production blog entries for every episode at the at HallmarkChannel.com that got so much traction. Got so much traction that we, at the Hallmark Channel, thousands and thousands and thousands of reads and views on that blog, that I said to Michelle, I said, there's got to be some way for me to use that as a jumping off point, because people are so starved for content. And so we built this beautiful devotional, which comes out February 1st. And Jeanette Oak, the mother of When Calls the Heart, the original creator of the book series, and kind of the queen of faith-based fiction, has done a beautiful foreword for us. And there's 40 chapters of some of the God moments in the show. So each chapter features a God moment from the show, from each episode. But then I take it from there, and I try to apply, Michelle and I try to apply life lessons, that people can take into their lives now, today. You know what? Lots of people are already clamoring. They're already clamoring for this. So
exactly,
we made the right decision.
Yeah, my wife keeps trying to steal my book. In fact, I had to call her because I said, "Where's my book? You took it out of my eye. I need it here." She had to hustle it back. Right. But I will say this: you know, the fact that there is a turning toward wholesomeness once again is of great value. Not only individually, but corporately in this country. Because, as you say to your point, Brian, people are so underserved here. They're you know. Maybe for a while there, they were thinking, well, the only thing they had to look forward to was, you know, some of these movies that Hollywood has been churning out, all these hashtag Me Too moments and, you know, the music that's coming out. I mean, there's the video, which is unbelievable, that has had millions of exposures. And I'm thinking, what are these kids? What are they putting in their minds? And how is this going to affect them? I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff. So, you know, I think that definitely people are realizing, there's more to this than, some of the stuff that we've been, you know, engulfed with, that we want to take a shower after we've been exposed to it.
Absolutely right. You know, one of the things also we realize about not only When Calls the Heart, the show, but also now about this book, is that whole families are watching the show together.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Which you can't say about pretty much anything unless it's about fixing up houses or, you know, reality shows or some singing contests on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, because whole families are watching the show together, which is a throwback to what you and I grew up with.
Yeah, exactly.
Where there were actually shows that you could do that with.
Yeah, House on the Prairie, Bonanza,
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, my old show, Touched by an Angel.
Yes, by an Angel, exactly.
As well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what the goal was, because families are watching together, there are also teachable moments in the show. And we wanted to let this book make those teachable moments a focus, essentially a curriculum for a family, right? So you could watch the show and then you could do a devotion based on that episode, right? And so, you know, for your whole family, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, 40 God moments discussed here, When God Calls the Heart. Brian Bird, Michelle Cox. Brian is with us, and we've got more from Brian on the other side of the break. And we're going to get into some more of the content here. What a blessing, Brian. Thank you so much. Boy, this is going to be a wonderful tool to keep the conversation going after families sit together and see When God Calls the Heart. We got to keep them talking about wholesome things, the good things of life, those noble things that God says that we should cherish. I'm Bill Martinez. More from Brian after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like it, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, as Brian Bird was saying, welcome to the world of wholesomeness, those things that are good and noble and right, the things that lift us and encourage us. This is what this is all about as we continue as well to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Brian and Michelle Cox have come together. They've collaborated to bring us 40 devotionals inspired by his show, When God Calls the Heart, Hallmark Channel. And as you say, Brian, quite the record for the opening of the fifth season, right, on Christmas Day?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just it's such a blessing to see, you know, we all, Michael Landon and Junior and I had created the show together. And, you know, it was our goal to do something in the vein of the legacy of Michael's dad.
Yeah.
It's not the same show as Little House on the Prairie, but in tone and in spirit.
Yes,
it is. And so, we didn't know when we started this that there would be such a clamoring for it. And I guess we should have, because I just know what I feel when I turn on the news these days. I want to take a shower every time I watch the news, to be honest. And
yeah, forget about the music videos, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're such a lack of civility right now happening in our culture, and this sort of we're getting driven into war camps away from each other. And we wanted to make a show that was a healing, a medicine for the culture. And so we did. And you know what? It has taken off in a big way. And the book, When God Calls the Heart, uses each of 40 episodes as a platform. An episode of the television show encapsulate the story from each episode, just as a launch point. It's a fictional show, of course, but the universal quality, I think, is of When Calls the Heart, the show, is the reason people love it so much, because even though it's set in the early 1900s, the themes and
the values,
the universal hurts that people go through and the brokenness that they go through is the same stuff that is happening now.
Exactly.
And so it's applicable. And so anyway, the book now takes it one step further than just the TV show and puts it into print so that people can go through it in 5 minutes a day and just get a good start to their day and maybe have a little hope, you know, for their day ahead when they go to war at work or wherever they're doing.
Or even if you're having a down moment during the day, you might want to revisit. I gotta tell you, Brian, you know, when I first opened the book and I got it, I had to chuckle to myself because of the first devotional about dreaming big and expect surprises. This has been the theme in this last year of Bill Martinez Live about this era that we've been entered into and this era of big dreams again.
Yes.
People stop dreaming big dreams because I believe, you know, because of a lot of outside forces had really locked up the human potential, particularly in this country. And there have been some changes, and it is allowing people to dream big again. I mean, you see it in small business activity, small business ownership, new businesses opening up. I mean, to me, that is really exciting when you see, you know, God's creation, the human spirit exercising their potential. So I really appreciate even starting with chapter one. I'm going, dream big, expect surprises. I go, here's Brian. He's done it again to me.
There you go.
Right.
Well, exactly. You know, the whole show is based on Elizabeth Thatcher's dream to be a teacher and a molder of young people. And she comes from the big city in a wealthy family and goes west to this broken town, little town out on the frontier to teach school for the first time. And what she finds there and what happens to her along the way are the surprises, right? You can have a dream, but if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are, right?
Exactly.
Because he's ready to surprise you. He's ready to surprise you with different opportunity than you may have ever expected, but also he's ready to surprise you with the reality that everybody has free will mm-hmm. in your life, right?
Yes.
The last time I checked, the 6 billion people in the world all have free will. It's amazing that anything can get done in this world, that anything works, mm-hmm. because we all have this, you know, our own selfish agenda, and it's amazing we haven't blown each other up already.
Exactly.
So we have, there's two, you have to think of life as two railroad tracks. And on one side, you've got God's way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that encapsulates those dreams that God plants and desires that he plants in our hearts for what we should be doing with our lives and what our purpose is. But always trailing on the other side is the reality of this broken planet
mm-hmm.
and the reality of the world and the reality of circumstances that can hit you like a drunk driver. So the idea, though, is that you can't focus on the reality track of the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You have to focus on the God track and keep your eyes on the prize, because
exactly.
the you will never be, there's never been a train except at Disneyland that can go on one track.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, that other track is gonna trail you for the rest of your life. You just gotta realize that while the blessings may come and achieving the dreams that you have may come, there's always gonna be the reality of circumstances on the other side.
Yeah, without
just
a doubt.
Hanging in there. Yeah.
It's almost a test of how bad do we really want that dream, and exercising the muscles and the mind to this new adventure. I used to, I appreciated the saying from that great anonymous philosopher who stated that obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I put up a sign in my office and I changed it to obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. That was very meaningful for me, and I see that happening time and again. And the other thing that I've observed, Brian, in my business career is that when you are given a dream and you start out on it, within a short period of time, some have calculated within 72 hours, that dream will be challenged. And so this is what people need to expect. You get this dream, you start to exercise, it's going to be challenged. But again, that's where you need to go, like in any kind of experience. That's the reality. The reality is when it gets challenged and you think, well, did I really hear from God? Did God really tell me to go to my parents and ask for, you know, some money to start this business? You know, you start questioning yourself and you feel this sense of rejection. But then if you go to God and you say, God, did I really hear from you? That's the opportunity to what they call readjustment. You and I will have to talk about the four R's later, but there's four R's and four principles that go to this. And the final one is that readjustment that spins you back up into that romance, that ideal of what God gave you originally that keeps you going to fight the good fight. But too often, within that 72-hour period, the challenges and the reality will hit them in such a way that they say, maybe I misheard from God, and they pack their bags and they go on to be frustrated, right?
And they miss the opportunity. I can't wait to read that devotional. So let me know when that's ready.
Hey, I figure, like anything, somebody that's already doing it. See, I toss a nugget to you, and then you say, hey, you put this thing. You don't have to give me credit. You can say, hey, I'm going to steal that. That's fine. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this book. You, of course, you love the series. And as Brian says, this will keep the conversation going in a very special and deep and spiritual way when God calls the heart. Brian Bird and Michelle Cox, great job. Brian, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Look forward again.
All right. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I want something to stop this.
Oh, we just want to let the love flow here, right? Why not? I think that's what President Trump said that we should do. We should have legislation based on love. Why not? 28 minutes. I guess what we get right now with this government shutdown is not too much love there, John Whitehead. I mean, I guess that's what's going on. We got just a lack of love and our government shut down, military not being paid. The essential things are operating. I mean, even the people overseas, Armed Forces radio network was shut down, and I guess they were upset because they didn't get a chance to see any of the football games over the weekend.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I've, Bill, my history. I've written over 30 books, many dealing with the future of government. But I would say at this point in time, this is the most concerned I've ever been about the future of our country. And I'm telling people, be on the guard and let's start speaking up when we see your local representatives not doing their job, the things that we're seeing happening today. And I wrote on it, people can go to our website at Rutherford.org and read it. The Pentagon is predicting by 2030 they're going to institute martial law in this country.
Wow.
The cities are breaking down, the infrastructures, the country does not, the future does not look good for the United States economically. Suicide rates, I don't know if you've been studying it, among teens is jumping. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Not just the military. We're just talking
suicides
exactly.
In the military have spiked now with young people. There's a younger generation, and I talk to them. We have an intern program. I work with students all through the year that study with us. They're all, they look at me and say, I owe $200,000 in loans from school.
Exactly.
And they can't get jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, large law firms, I'm a lawyer, are starting to pull back. Right. So you're having people graduating from college. They don't know what to do. They're upset. They're very frustrated. And like I said, the Pentagon, and people should watch the video. It's only 5 minutes long. I did a podcast on it. You can go to our website again and look at it. But they're predicting there's going to be a breakdown in by 2023. That's 12 years away, folks.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty scary, John, when you talk.
People are saying, where should I move? I say, don't move to large cities because that's what they're predicting because of what they're seeing. If something doesn't shift, if our government doesn't get their act together, and they're not, I'm afraid that we're going to, the Pentagon is absolutely correct. They're going to be instituting martial law. And when you institute martial law, folks, you're rounded up, you're put in prison, you're taken away. Poverty, how many people realize in this country there are huge amounts of people in the United States that are living in poverty in this country, abject poverty. I mean, there are some large cities now where, and I see it when I travel, people are laying on the streets.
Yeah, so, it's really pathetic. There's no doubt about it. John, I gotta tell you, and I, you know, to make this a political deal, but there is a party that is spearheading the coddling of young people. There was another survey just recently released saying that, you got kids staying home longer. Of course, we've been seeing that trend going on for the last decade. But older and older, I mean, they're just not growing up anymore.
Well, what they're saying is with the smartphones, a new study came out, kids are staying in their room. They're not interacting with people. They're believing what they see on Facebook. They get really depressed. But they're not actually interacting anymore, not even with their families.
Right.
They don't want to go out. They don't even want to go outside. They're staying in their rooms. You know, my generation growing up, none of that existed. So how do you get control of this? Parents are going to have to get stronger, but you're going to be facing government agencies. I mean, they're going to be fighting back. If you say the wrong thing to your child now and they go to school, you have the police show up. And they're telling, like, at some universities now, listen to this. If students see something that's offensive, they tell them to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Does that blow your mind?
Yeah, well, they've been saying that for kids,
I've
written
commentaries on this. 911 calls now, the police, when they come. Realize this, folks. The Department of Homeland Security is doing a threat assessment on each home in America. If you haven't owned a legally owned firearm, you might get killed if the 911 team comes. I mean, look at Carl Williams. He called 911 to report a robbery at his home. He was the one that got shot.
Yeah.
They show up. They're hyper.
Well, they say 40%.
Dilemma.
Yeah, they say 40% of when SWAT shows up in your home, 40% of the incidents will end up with somebody getting shot.
Yes, and they're shooting. We're facing, again, are we facing a national shutdown? I really don't think so. I think government's going to move forward, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when you have malls going out of business now, a kid would rather stay home and get something out of Amazon instead of going into a store. When I go to stores now, some of the bigger, more popular stores, I ask the agent, the people working in the stores, how's it going? Jeez, it's gone down. What are we going to do? That's the economic breakdown. Again, the Pentagon has predicted in that video, and the video is scary when you watch it, folks. And they're saying it's based on their factual projection of the future. So if we're going to avert what we're seeing, we're going to have to get active, in especially our local governments, and start saying no to some of the stuff that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, you have your national representatives now screening calls. They don't get back to people. Some of them block these are people sitting in Congress, but how many people know that the congressman takes sometimes two afternoons a week? They go to a special calling center, and they spend those days trying to raise money for the next campaign. And I have national writers who call me and say, John, it's worse than you think in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. They're not representing us. They're representing large business interests. They're not representing the average people.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. You know, getting back to your point about the malls and what's going on, according to one report, Sears and Kmart, 358 stores were closed in 2017, 63. So far in January, JCPenney, 138 stores, Macy's, 68 stores, Payless shoe stores, 800 to 900 stores.
People are getting laid off.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's why you have, they're estimating now there are 41 million people in the United States living in abject poverty. What kind of country allows that business-wise? Are their leaders? So the question comes back always, do your leaders really care about you? Mm-hmm. If they care about you, they will do their best to keep private businesses going. They will do their best. see, you get tax cuts, but in some states now, I mean, they're raising income taxes so high that your average citizen is going to have trouble paying the taxes, and they're living from sandwich to sandwich, from meal to meal, and that's it.
Well, John, you know, the disgusting thing in some of these states, when they saw that the citizens were getting breaks, it drove them nuts. They're figuring out, okay, how can I get that money? You know, that money shouldn't go to them. It should come here to the state. And these are a lot of these, you know, you say already high tax states anyway, where there were some, you know, they were not necessarily going to feel the benefits. So, you know, it stands to question here is how many of the people end up getting out of these high tax states like Chicago, like Illinois and California and New York. Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm warning people, listen, if you're going to move to a small town. Don't be moving to these large cities because, again, they're predicting it's going to collapse. And you just gave them, you know, Kmart and stores going out of business, malls. I mean, there are articles now that I'm looking at saying, what are they going to do with the malls when they collapse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And what's happening to the economic infrastructure? But, again, I've warned about this in my book, Battlefield America. We're copying former regimes. I mean, you're having... now, I don't know if you saw in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which is an inland city, a couple of days ago, border agents, actually that far in the United States, hundreds of miles, entered a bus. And these are American citizens just driving along, demanding their IDs. That's the kind of stuff we used to see in Nazi Germany, and I detail that in my book, Battlefield America. Your papers, please. We have never seen that before. Just recently, and it's a scary development.
Well, and this is in the face of this DACA debate that is going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this stuff. So are you warning here, John, that the knee-jerk reaction is such that the fulcrum is going to go 180 in the opposite direction?
It's going to go toward people who are here, and the more power these get, when these agents show up in the middle of the night and are arresting people, and they're doing that in this country, American agents, it's pretty scary, folks.
Yeah, especially when, you know, they got the wrong address. And that's happened more than once. John Whitehead, a constitutional attorney, author, is with us, and we've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live.
And it's just that simple. Welcome back, America 14. Okay, yes, we understand. I'm sorry, I cut off the big voice. I'm just eager to get back connected with John Whitehead again, a constitutional attorney and author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. It is a war. And lest you get lulled to sleep here and you think you're in a jacuzzi, let me tell you, you are like that proverbial frog that is getting cooked. Hey, John, I wanted to mention real quick, last night I happened to see you. They were showing some historical footage of the Paula Jones case with Bill Clinton, and there you were. I go, hey, there's John Whitehead.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was Paula Jones' attorney. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Co-counsel on that. And yep. And it's especially with all the hashtagging going around these days, it is living another day. And you were telling me you've got another interview for another documentary regarding Bill Clinton and Paula Jones, right?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of calls from different people wanting to, you know, interview me about it. You know, I'm very selective on that. But, you know, with this Harvey Weinstein stuff we saw, yeah. Here's the other thing that, you know, again, this is a focus here. We should focus on the absolute breakdown of morality in this country. Mm-hmm. And that always precedes totalitarian government. Mm-hmm. So when you have sexual predators in Hollywood. I mean, you got Corey Feldman, if you know who he is. The
exactly.
Actor, pedophilia.
Greatly underreported. Yeah.
You're hearing all this stuff, and it's enough to make you want to, you know, bend over and cry if you care about morality. But when morality breaks down, people have trouble discerning right and wrong. And I don't. People today, when I talk to the average kid, I look in their eyes, they don't seem to know.
Mm-hmm. No,
morality anymore.
Right.
And for some reason, it's not getting out of the churches, and it's not getting out there in the population like mm-hmm. it should. I mean, I would like to see more people. We defend these people, by the way. We had a case in New Jersey where these guys play their acoustic guitars, that's it, on the street, and some people going into the New Jersey Transit and talking about morality and Jesus and all that, and the police arrive and arrest them for it.
Yeah. And they get arrested.
Yeah, but Jesus got arrested.
Yeah, right, exactly.
for speaking out the truth. But, yeah, the morality breakdown in this country is very, very scary. And I think the Paul Jones case was a signal that something was up, folks, but we didn't get it. And now you see all this stuff breaking loose. But that's, you know, again, as the people get weaker, as the morals get weaker, the government gets stronger. And gets out of hand. I mean,
right.
The government leaders, the average government leader, I would, you know, there's two things if you'd ask them, what's the difference between right and wrong and morality? They're going to have trouble articulating that. And number two, most of them have no idea what's even in the Bill of Rights anymore. I've been arguing. Listen, if we're going to elect these people, they should have to take a test on the Constitution before they.
Don't you think? Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, this is the thing that's disgusting, but this has been a long time coming. You know, you talk about our morality, even to the point that, you know, here it is, you know, the Golden Globe Awards. Here you had all these celebs trying to claim the higher ground, and they just assumed the position. Which was kind of amazing with Oprah and that sort of thing. I mean, they wanted to claim like as if they had the higher ground, but lest we forget, they were the ones that turned a blind eye and allowed Harvey Weinstein to run
exactly.
rampant on the Yaya sisterhood, so to speak.
I agree. It's they've allowed it. It's gotten out. It's still out of hand. I mean, here's what I know is, and just from talking to people that I know working government and in and out of Hollywood, it's the tip of the iceberg, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you're watching films and stuff too, be careful what you let kids see on their smartphones, on television, because there's nobody standing up for this truth anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't see it anywhere hardly.
Well, John, you know, we were talking about this last week. The number four rapper video in the country. With 83 million plus views, 83 million. You imagine the impact that that has on the young people. And I would say, you know, a small minority of people, you know, because they got the thumbs up, thumbs down indicator, right? And a very small, maybe hundreds, you know, out of 83 million disliked the video by comparison. I was shocked to see how much 83 million. John, you can't watch the whole thing. I'm watching this thing for about 2 minutes. I'm going, I mean, everything was the F word. It was about women selling sex, getting paid for sex, all this stuff, right in the middle of this hashtag movement. So to your point, our morality has been so denigrated. And you know, and you say, hey, where is the church? Well, the church is getting arrested. They're being told to shut up, that we don't, you know, our country doesn't need their God, though this country was founded on our God. You know, all this stuff cast aside, and, you know, like the Bible tells us, people without vision, and that vision is able to see things the way God sees them. So we've chosen to say, hey, we don't want to see it the way God sees it, so we cast off restraint.
No, the average child, they sees it the way it's on their phones, with their earbuds.
Yes.
They're not listening. Listen, I talk to students who come in and study with us. These are law students.
Yeah.
I go into the office to check on them. They have earbuds in their ears, and they go, what?
Mm-hmm.
Over and over. And I say, listen, I don't allow earbuds in my office. I want to be able to talk to you.
Right.
But, you know, listen, kids are camping out in the room. And here's the thing, parents. It's going to be up to the parents to take control of this, is go in there and make sure you pull them out, get your kids to come out and eat dinner with you, enjoy the fact that, you know, you have a family, teach them morality, deal with it. Don't sit and watch TV all the time. And that's what I'm seeing. You got parents in one room watching television. The average child now up to 10 hours a day on screen devices.
Exactly. Well, John, like you were saying, when we were growing up,
learning on the screen devices.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're watching this video that 83 million people are watching. You know, sex for money. This is all.
Yes.
And not to mention what's happening with, you know, on the big screen, you go to the movie houses, pay your good money or your parents' good money to go in and be indoctrinated with this stuff, to say all this, this craziness is accepted. But John, to your point, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have this distraction. We sat around the dinner table. Those were teaching times. For my dad, the other time that he would use quite effectively was when he was cutting my hair, because my dad was also, in addition to being a medic in World War II in the Army, he was a barber. So, you know, hey, when you got nine kids, you're cutting hair here. We're not sending them to the barber shop. That was also a time when, and I could always tell when class began, when I was in his chair, it always started with William. Let the teaching begin, you know?
Yeah, and the teaching begins with your parents, and parents do not give that up. And a lot of parents have given it up. They just let the kids sit in their room now, and kids are not coming out. Here's the point. You need human interaction. Why the suicide rate is skyrocketing among teens is the only interaction you're having is with a screen device.
Yes.
You need people. We need to get in community groups now. Take kids out and, you know, talk with them, eat dinner with them, and don't let them, listen, I would go into restaurants and I look around and there's a parent, mom and dad and two kids, and they're all sitting there watching
and four cell phones.
They're not talking to one another.
Exactly. Well, John, to your other point, and you were writing about this recently about silence is a betrayal, and you're saying people need to speak up. And we need to do it in a way that is civil, and it's okay.
Exactly.
I mean, because there's a lot of things that are not right, but people are just, you know, they're bowing their heads and walking by the devastation that is taking place because
Milwaukee, believe it or not, a year ago or so, police were unconstitutionally had people bent over and they were probing their anus for drugs.
Yeah.
People walked by and watched.
Wide open.
And went on. It's called the bystander effect. Again, I mean, you're so outraged, you walk up and say, "Officer, what are you doing?"
Yes.
No one will say anything. They walk by. It's, well, okay. But, you know, they don't know the Constitution. But,
right.
Listen, I talk to average law students that come into my programs, and they don't even know what's in the First Amendment. They're not teaching the right to stand up, the Fourth Amendment, the right against unreasonable search and seizure. They don't even use those terms anymore. And a lot of policemen I talk to, good cops that I work with, they're not very schooled on the Fourth Amendment. They just don't seem to understand it.
Well, John, how long can we ignore this?
Much longer. I mean, the Pentagon's predicting 2030, 12 years away at least, before the country breaks down both.
Well, it's a scary trajectory, but this is what's happened. You know, you're calling for connectivity in a time when the Democratic Party is saying, hey, it works better for them when we are the divided United States or the un-United States of America.
Yes. Work together, folks, in your local communities. Go down to your local city council meetings. Because, you know, your local city council and local county governments can say no to this stuff. It's called nullification. Now, how many people know about that? It's in the Constitution. So there are a lot of things you can do. Teach your kids the Bill of Rights. If you listen, I give it away free. I have a Bill of Rights card. If you email us or call our office, I give it away free. You can teach it at home. And people have actually called me when I'm doing interviews. Parents say, John, we're using your card. My kid now understands what's in the Constitution. But they don't teach it in school.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, give him the contact information. So if we have
Rutherford.org, or you can call us at 434-978-3888, and we'll be glad to give you a free Bill of Rights card.
Well, John, this is a country up for by we the people.
Exactly.
The authority position is there, but if we do not assume it,
the government,
exactly. If we don't assume it, then you have the government that is being paid by us to take some time off here.
Yes, agreed.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Pretty crazy.
He is the author of the book Battlefield America, The War on the American People. I'll tell you, if you have not gotten your hands on this book, you need to right away. This book is available at Amazon. It's linked on our website. You can be in contact with John at johnw@rutherford.org. Take advantage of the free offers here because we're giving people, but we're giving people with a purpose so that you can be smarter and not be the effect of a runaway government, ladies and gentlemen, a government that we are in charge of. It's running away because we're not driving. We're letting other people drive us. John Whitehead on Bill Martinez Live. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four.